everyone, and welcome to the Wholesale.fm podcast. We are the original voice of wholesale. I'm your host, Kevin Gallagher, and joining me on the broadcast today is Natanya Stambouli, who is the marketing manager for Via Trading. Natanya, welcome to the program. How are you?
Great, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You are with Via Trading, and how long has the company been in business?
We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. So the company was started in 2002, and we've experienced great growth ever since, thanks to our customers and our team members.
Now, when somebody, you know, brings up the two words customer returns, what exactly is customer returns? What is that industry?
Well, that industry is very interesting, actually. I didn't know about it before I started working in this industry. When you buy a shirt, let's say you go to a department store and you buy something, a shirt, and you bring it home and you put it on and a button pops off, more than likely you're going to take it back to the store. More often than not, they're not going to take the time to reshelve it, to re-barcode it, and to put it back where it belongs to resell it. So they liquidate it to companies like Via Trading and others, who then resell them on to people who are going to sell them at a flea market or on eBay or at a yard sale. So essentially, it is the industry that handles unwanted, distressed inventory from department stores that no longer want to sell.
Well, that's interesting. Let's continue with your example of the shirt. Say it's lost a button or two. Is it your company that would restore the buttons, or do you take it? You know, what do you do with it?
Well, that's the thing. We don't restore anything. Everything we sell is as is. And the idea is that people return items for a variety of reasons. So in this example, we said that the shirt is missing a button. But somebody could buy a microwave and realize that that's not the one they wanted, or they find that same microwave somewhere else for cheaper. It's perfectly fine, and they'll still return it to the store. So customer returns don't have to be damaged. A lot of times they're in perfect condition. Sometimes it's just the box that's damaged, and the store doesn't want to put a damaged box back on the shelf, but the actual item is in perfect condition. So they come in a variety of different conditions, and the idea is that the goods are available for people to buy at a very small percentage of their value, so that even with a percentage of potentially damaged items, they're still going to make money on those that are good and on items that they choose to restore. So that example of the shirt with the button, somebody could buy a wholesale box of shirts from us, choose to sew the buttons back on himself, and then resell them as new shirts with complete buttons.
Huh, fascinating. So how can retailers then benefit by doing business with Via Trading?
Well, we sell to all kinds of people, so people who sell on eBay, people who sell at flea markets, who have discount stores. We also sell to other wholesalers, to auctioneers, to exporters, and we provide a variety of resources for customers to educate themselves on this industry. We provide a lot of articles on our website to give more information about how to get started, about how to work with these products, what to expect when dealing with these products, what kind of percentages people can expect as to working items or not working items. And Via Trading really provides, we're not just a source of merchandise, we're a support system, and we provide advice and support for customers who want to start selling these types of products. So every customer will have a dedicated account manager who will help them through all aspects of their purchases, from finding out more about their business or suggesting ways that they can resell products to make the most profit. And we call customers personally when we receive merchandise that fits their needs or that fits their business model. And there's a very transparent one-on-one conversation between us and our customers. And we always try to provide the best service that we can in this industry and make sure that customers are successful. Because if our customers are successful, we'll be successful and we're always interested in long-term relationships and long-term business.
That's fantastic that you're not using, I guess, what a lot of companies do now, which is a cookie-cutter approach or a one-size-fits-all type of approach to doing things. You're actually assessing that company's needs, their strengths, and working with them from that point of view.
Yeah, right. And we get a lot of questions like, what's your best-selling item? And our answer to that is always, there is no best-selling item. It depends on your resale channel. If you sell on eBay, you're going to do better with a particular kind of product than if you sell at a flea market. And so we really take the time to learn about the customer's business and recommend products that are going to do well in their particular sales channel, as opposed to just trying to feed all customers the same types of products irrespective of how and where they sell.
So what are then some of the other competitive advantages that Via Trading has when dealing with their clients?
Well, we leverage the strength of a big business with a small business feel. So we've been growing very rapidly over the last 5 years. We've been recognized by the Inc. 5000 and the LA Business Journal as one of the fastest growing companies in the nation and in LA, respectively. And so, I mean, that says something about our commitment to our customers and to the service levels that we give. No customer is too big or small. We treat all customers the same way, whether you're buying a small box for $45 or a full truckload for $30,000. It doesn't matter. We're going to really take care of our customers either way. And we offer an exceptionally wide variety of merchandise. A lot of liquidators in this industry can sometimes work with one store or one type of product. We work with over 30 department stores, so we carry a huge variety from electronics to cosmetics to power tools to clothing to fashion accessories and beyond. So one advantage of working with us is you can get everything you need in one place. You don't need to necessarily look for other suppliers elsewhere. There's going to be something for everybody and multiple things for one business under the same roof. We also, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say we also are open to the public. Our warehouse is available for people to come look at the merchandise, touch the merchandise, and make sure that it's something that's going to be good for them before they buy. That said, not everybody can come. We're in Los Angeles, and not everybody can travel. We do sell worldwide, so we have a website where we put videos of our products, selling tips for each product that we have, on how to best maximize profits on that item, pictures, descriptions, success stories of customers who have started in this business and done well for themselves to give hints and tips to others on how they can also succeed. So we really try to maximize people's understanding of the business and to offer as many ways for people to purchase and to be comfortable with their purchases by coming in person or by seeing videos online and a lot of pictures about every product to make sure they're making an educated decision.
Now, if I'm a buyer for a smaller type of outfit and I'm only going to be buying, saying, 10 toasters or something like that, or if I'm a buyer for a larger department store chain, you're able to accommodate the needs of both of those types of buyers?
Absolutely. So our customers range from a stay-at-home mom who just wants to buy a box of cosmetics and resell to her friends to make some extra money, to customers who have multiple warehouses and do and have wholesale operations and purchase, you know, 3 to 4 truckloads on a weekly basis. We service all customers, and there's no we don't have a minimum order. A lot of companies in this industry will say, hey, there's a $500 minimum or $2,000 minimum. We don't have a minimum. Our minimum is one lot of whatever it is, and our cheapest lot is about $45 and up from there. So there is no such thing as too small, and our goal, obviously, is to take those smaller customers, hopefully provide them with great merchandise and great service, and help them grow their business so that they'll eventually become larger customers.
Fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit more about your website and how you've had it designed to help your buyers.
Well, we really tried. We redesigned our website in October of 2011, and we're pretty happy with what we have right now, although we're always improving it and adding new features. What we've done with this website is make it very easy for people to find products. People can search for products by condition. We don't just sell customer returns. We also sell new overstock items. We sell factory overstocks that are in master case. We sell tested products as opposed to customer returns that are often untested. So you can search by condition. You can search by products that are manifested, where there's a list of the items that you'll get in each box, by category, so electronics or clothing, and by price point. So that makes it easy for people to say, okay, I only have $200. What can I buy for $200? They just click on their price point, and all the products come up. And like I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of resources and articles about how to increase your profits in this industry, what to expect when dealing with liquidation products, and hints and tips to market the products more attractively in your discount store or in your flea market. Every few months, we also feature a customer and write a success story about them. So we're always inviting customers to submit their story and let us know, you know, if they'd like to be featured. This allows us to promote our own customers' businesses, and as well to demonstrate that this is a successful industry and that with hard work and perseverance, people really do succeed. We've also developed a buyer tool section that features widgets and calculators that help people calculate potential profits on items they buy. So, for example, if you're about to purchase something, you can use our little profit calculator to type in your the cost of goods, your shipping cost and determine the approximate profit you're going to be able to make based on your selling price of those items. And we have about 10 different calculators built into our buyer tools section. So that's something that we think is very useful for prospective customers to play with. We also have videos, like I mentioned before, that help customers get a better idea of what they're actually receiving, because pictures can only show you so much, but we actually take apart pallets of merchandise on camera, take apart boxes of merchandise so people can really see the individual items that come inside. We also offer text message notification on our website. People can sign up to receive text messages or emails about new products and our monthly events that we hold at Via Trading. And we also offer real-time shipping quotes. People could just go on the website, click on the item they want, add it to their shopping cart, and get a shipping quote directly to their door. And among other things, of course, I could go on forever, but those are essentially some of the tools that we offer on our website that really make the purchasing experience easier.
It sounds like you have a lot of tools to keep the buyers happy.
Yes, we try. Again, our priority is making sure people are successful, and we feel that since this is not necessarily a clean-cut industry, there is some work to be done with the product. You might have to sew that button back on. We really feel that educating people and making sure expectations are clear as to what to expect when working with these types of products, that's really our priority, is making sure we put out as many tools as we can so that people know what they're getting into and are prepared to work with the product.
Now, every industry has trends. So what are some of the trends that you see in your industry right now?
Well, actually, we're noticing that there are a lot more people discovering this industry and starting to purchase these products. We've seen an increase in the number of small businesses and in the number of new customers that we're getting that are just starting out. They've either, they've heard about this either through social media or on the news, and there's more and more entrepreneurs, especially with the economic climate the way it has been for the last several years. People are trying to take their financial situations into their own hands, and we're seeing that in an increasing number of small businesses being started with these types of products. Also, we're seeing more acquisitions. Larger liquidation companies are buying out slightly smaller ones and consolidating. Which is interesting, and we're kind of excited to see where the industry is going to go next.
Very interesting. Natalia Stambouli, thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast today. And folks, for more great podcasts focusing on the wholesale industry, please go to wholesale.fm. And while you're at it, remember to check out our sister site, getthatwholesale.com, which is the largest wholesale directory on the World Wide Web with over 5,000 wholesale suppliers listed. For more information on how your company can be interviewed, please call me at 888-358-7822 at extension 707. Ask for me, Kevin Gallagher. Thank you once again, Natalia. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And if you don't mind, we've talked a lot about our website. I just wanted to say it's viatrading.com. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for upcoming interviews with the industry's leading movers and shakers. Wholesale.fm and the Voice of Wholesale talks directly with suppliers, manufacturers, liquidators, show promoters, trendsetters, and more. This is Kevin Gallagher, the voice of Wholesale.fm. Stay tuned for more great podcasts, and remember to check out our sister site, GetThatWholesale.com, the Internet's largest wholesale directory. You can contact me for more information on how to advertise or for an interview by calling 888-358-7822. Once again, that's 888-358-7822 at extension 707. Thank you.